USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people dead after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. And police say 15 other people were wounded. One of the dead is the suspect. They say it happened in the parking lot of a bar in the southeast part of the city when a suspect just started firing into a crowd that was lined up outside. An armed security guard killed the shooter. One of the people charged with presenting the House impeachment case, warning Republicans in the Senate to be careful about choices they make regarding the trial. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
He spoke on Face the Nation. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, wants a congressional oversight hearing into Major League Baseball cheating scandals. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
An impeachment trial against him to open in the U.S. Senate tomorrow, but on Sunday, it was business as usual for President Trump, who was addressing farmers about a pair of new U.S. trade agreements with North American neighbors, as well as one with China.
When I ran for president, I vowed to use every power at my disposal to protect American farmers and restore the full strength of American agriculture.
Prince Harry speaking out publicly for the first time since he and his wife Meghan Markle agreed to step back as senior members of the British royal family. While at a charity dinner in London last night, he said the decision to step back was not one made lightly, and he says he wanted to stay and support the Queen but not receive financial support from the country. However, he said that was not possible. In the NFL's conference championship games yesterday, Kansas City and San Francisco win, so they'll be meeting in the Super Bowl. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Virginia state senator is openly expressing concerns for those attending a pro-Second Amendment rally Monday in Richmond. USA's John Clemens reports.
The warning comes from Senator Amanda Chase concerning the characterizations by Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam for calling those attending the pro-Second Amendment rally as being involved in an insurrection of potential domestic terrorism.
We're hearing reports that there are groups that could potentially come to wreak mischief, and we just want to ensure that I know that there are people that I've talked to that talked about bringing children with them, and all we need to do is give them the information, the full information, so that they can make those choices, which is why I've been very forthcoming with the information that I'm hearing, that I'm seeing, so that people can assess risk for them and for both they and their families.
I'm John Clemens.
Some kids are going to court. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.